When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
A lot to talk about.
I'd like to apologise.
For what? To absolutely no one!
It's a two-time champ, there's absolutely...
Is it 2 days? I want to say 2-9.
If it's 2 days, what a time to be alive. I mean, it's always a time to be alive, but, you know, a little bit of sauce.
2-9.
Anyway, Major Hub Podcast, episode 229. The real is back, the real is back. I am him. I'm Himmy Neutron. I am two Dems. If you don't know, Google is free. Dancing DK, watch your back. I'm going to pass it to my partner.
Cole Sinisi, Don Corleone in the building, a.k.a. L. Coolins, a.k.a. C-Note, a.k.a. Hollywood Cole. Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we dare. Episode 229. Let's get it.
I see man chief 45. The G solid my name. The 45 is silent. It's King is Chibokwe. Prince of the East. Sinfoya Eames. Eman Prime. Black Mama Dove. GAM.
Yeah.
God is great.
He is indeed. Me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I can say. Get straight to it.
Where do you want to start?
You have the list.
Okay, sometimes I'll be saying something and then you have a better idea.
Bro, so I don't get it. I really don't get it because, bro, you have the list and then you make the list.
I just wanted to make sure.
On the list.
I've never understood that.
No, I've never understood that. It's like, bro, like, what's going on?
I'll point it out. Sometimes I'll say, this is the topic, and then you'll say, fuck all that, well, I'm starting with this thing, which I'm okay with. I just wanted to make sure. But I'll get it cracking. Usher right. Performed at the Super Bowl. Shit was ass.
Nah, forget that. Let's start with Ye's album.
That was so obvious. That's true.
No. Let's continue with Mr. Usher.
Raymond.
Yeah.
I was bad, man. I was bad. There's no two words for it. I gave my 2 pence in the main chat for group chat earlier today.
But what's so bad about it? I'm a bit confused. Not that it was incredible. I just thought it was cool.
Do you know what? I think my expectations were really high because he has one of the best catalogs out of all the people that they've selected for a while, and I just thought it would come through a bit more. I don't know. I think that the sound was off, so that didn't help. Shouldn't have called on Alicia. Go on.
I have yet to see the performance, so I'm only going off of what you guys are saying.
I think I just expected more. I think he maybe overstretched himself by trying to have so much going on. And when the performance was at its best was when it was more calm. You know, when he watched him, when he performed Let It Burn, I thought that was the best performance because he was more subdued. It was almost more like his Las Vegas residency, which obviously that's him on a stage just vibing with people. Whereas I think he just tried to do too much here. That's me personally. And we've seen performances where they've done loads of stuff going, had loads of stuff going on. But that's kind of been the vibe of the artist as well. Like, The Weeknd, at this current stage in his career, or when he performed, having loads of stuff going on where he was going through the thing and he was going through the mirrors and all that, it made sense for that performance. Usher, I know he's got into rollerblading, but coming up there on rollerblades, it didn't marry. I think he was trying to do too much at once.
That's fair.
That's how I felt anyway.
I am probably one of the few people who I'm just kind of like not
What's
that
the consensus
bothered.
Online?
Sorry. I think it's slightly more positive than negative. I do think people have the same opinion as you, but I just think people are more like, yeah, it was cool. For me, I'm just like, I don't really care too much for Super Bowl performances because I really don't think 15 minutes is enough time to allow artists to really get into their bag unless you're somebody who has like four or five like major hits. Like if you're somebody like Beyonce or Usher, it's quite hard, in my opinion, to do a really good performance because you're really, really spending like maybe like a hook or a bridge on a certain song. Like he literally glossed over Superstar, glossed over Confessions, which is probably his second or third biggest song. So I understand your criticisms. I half agree. I'm just kind of like, in my opinion, I didn't really have much expectation because I just feel like it's very difficult to kind of appease everybody when it comes to the Super Bowl because you kind of only have a certain time to get stuff off, you know?
I agree. So, and I hear I think it's tough, and that is so well said. I think you do have a short window of time, but you look at it when people do it well, what it does for their career and the push it gives people. I think it is just if you've got that 15 minutes, use it. Last year was an incredible show. I guess that was more of a group performance, but you felt like they used that 15 minutes wisely.
Who was last year again? I can't remember.
It was the whole West Coast thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dr. J, Snoop.
No, last year was Rihanna, wasn't it?
It was Rihanna,
right. Yeah.
And even me and Sophie watched it back, and I was just like, I mean, that had its issue. Yeah, that's different, yeah. Fair enough. But, like, if I'm going to be harsh, it was kind of... Yeah, she probably shouldn't have done it then just because for the sake of performance wise, like obviously it's impressive a pregnant woman doing that. Like we see pregnant women perform all the time, but the problem with Rihanna is her vocals aren't the best. Plus she doesn't really have that much of a presence on stage. So she has to kind of move around, dance and kind of be appealing in other ways. So once you sacrifice that, it just kind of, in my opinion, comes across a bit flat.
There was only so much she could do, if that makes sense.
It was Rihanna karaoke, I can't lie. That's what it felt like to me. I'll be so real with you.
But do you know what? It's interesting you say that because I don't know how many of them, when they do perform, when they're not singing into the mic.
Oh, what are they using? Backing, lip singing, yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes you have to use it, man. It's not an indictment on you. Usher could have used it yesterday.
I think he used it in parts. He didn't use it. It was more like it was the back vocals that were playing when he was dancing, but he was singing, you're right. He didn't actually use it yesterday.
And I think that wore him out as well. I think sometimes you just have to let the beat rock. And
I mean, I feel like for what it's worth, like it was cool with the like, you know, Lil Jon popping up, Jermaine Dupri popping up, you know, Ludacris. I thought those were nice little touches. Wasn't too sure about her popping up with the guitar.
What was the reason for that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And Alicia Keys is Alicia Keys. So
that Alicia Keys voice crack was crazy.
Listen, she can still sing though.
Go on. This is not about Alicia Keys, but kind of. But anyways, Britney Spears. I know this is super left, but can she sing?
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I think she can sing in a 90s pop star version of singing, i.e. she hasn't got a great voice, but you can sing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if in 2024 she can sing. Probably not, but...
But who can?
Yeah. I mean,
listen, I'm not going to say that. There's a lot of great artists. I think she can sing, but...
Mm.
The problem Britney faced was they wanted her to sing in a different register, which isn't hers. So Britney's voice apparently is actually, when she sings, is a lot more lower. And they were obviously going for the teen bop sort of voice. So she had to sing in a different register that she wasn't always comfortable with. So if you've seen clips of her maybe not sounding great, that's because she's trying to do something she's not comfortable. They're trying to have her sound in the Mariah, Ariana Grande sort of area. I heard that's long.
Yeah,
I hear that's long. So back to Alicia Keys. I'm not saying that she can't sing, but there are some songs I just think to myself.
You think it's just the keyboards?
That's crazy.
Alicia Keys. I'm not saying that she can't sing, but because the thing is, like, there is the vocals, there's getting out, there's the presence, the performance itself. It's wonderful.
Mm.
But then...
Hey, listen, all she did on that song, in my opinion, was stay on the phone to Mos Def.
That's funny.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Now, she's an incredible artist. I think she's really a full package when you look at her. But I would have classed her as someone I'd say, yeah, she's got vocals.
Yeah, she can sing, man. I think some artists, they lose their ability when they get older. And I think she's slowly beginning to lose the pureness in her voice. Like, she can obviously sing. Like, there was a video of her singing in King's Cross, like, a couple of weeks ago on the pianos.
Oh, man.
And she sounded incredible. But I don't know what artist was it? There was an artist who re-recorded his vocals 30 years late on the anniversary of his album. And the notes my mum was trying to hit, it just didn't work. I can't remember who it was.
Onisa, you know, back in school before singing assembly, they used to make you do breathing exercises. Yeah. When you're in your 70s and you're in, what's
it's
it?
Gone.
What's them? It's done.
Yeah. It's over.
Mama, you got asthma.
Bro, it's over with. Like, at some point, Mariah won't be able to do that crazy note that she can do. Yeah, and that's just life, isn't it?
She needs to let that go anyway. That should be annoying.
Yeah, let Ariana do it.
And that's why Michael Jackson was always speaking in his high voice.
To keep up?
Yeah. Like, because he's always had a deep voice. His whole family has deep voices. Just that he's always spoken in the high voice, just to preserve his voice all the time.
That sounds like it'd be more effort, though. From morning till dawn. Oh, my God.
No, I don't think morning till dawn. I think that just when he's in public, when he's in spaces where he's required to speak.
He was the most famous man in the world. Maybe
because you could go back to what's his name? Rock Your World. Like that's almost like when he speaks to Chris Tucker, it's a completely different man. But I mean, there's ways to preserve your voice, but I'm just not that vocal. Coach.
No,
I'm just
no way.
So
it's hard, man. I mean, full respect to Usher. I think still I'm going to give him praise because what a career. When you look back on everything he's achieved, the people he's worked with, hey, if JB had shown out, that could have changed the whole dynamic of the show. We could have been talking about something different. So listen. Hats off to him, where he's at in his career. He's got an album coming out as well. So I don't want to take anything away. I'm sure this is a very proud moment for him. And not many artists can say they've done the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. We'll see it.
Credit where credit is due. What was the next topic? We're going to talk about Deadpool versus Deadpool and Wolverine, as it's titled.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How you feeling, bro? You seen the trailer?
I have yet to see the teaser, personally. I've just been super occupied with a lot of things. I mean, the only thing that I did manage to see was on Sunday, the football, which was Ivory Coast versus Nigeria. Other than that, mate, what was popping in the teaser? Talk to me about it.
Do you know what? To be fair, you've not missed much. I'll give you the breakdown. Let's tell the audience. I can give you the breakdown. So the TVA from Loki, seasons 1 and 2, they popped up. And they've gone to Deadpool, basically, because you know when at the end of Deadpool 2, he goes around and he fixes everything. He's now probably a variant who they've called up to say, hey, we need you to come work for us. He gets to see the whole MCU, so he sees everything play out. And then at the end, it's a bit of fighting, all of that good stuff to get you enticed. And then Wolverine pops up after... It seems like he's maybe knocked Deadpool down, and then he goes to pick him up. So that's more or less it. I think it's pretty exciting, but I will say this. If this film flops, that's it. They're done. They can't come back from that.
I don't think Deadpool itself would flop. Actually, you know what? There is that theory that the third film always flops. But I don't personally feel that Deadpool would flop, because Deadpool has always struck a chord with the comic book fans, and now this sort of anti-hero film of like, you know how like there's the superhero films and then there's that guy.
Yeah.
That individual that is that is not of that ilk of being a superhero, but he's a bit of a prick. But at the same time, you know, he has powers. So, and then it resonates with a lot of people just because it's like, yeah, he's a normal everyday person. He's just a mug. So then
this
I don't
make a bill.
It will.
It has to. Do you know how like they really struggled to come back after Batman versus Superman? If this doesn't do well, that's the sort of damage I'm talking to the MCU.
I think what Iman's saying is spot on. I think it'd be very, very difficult for them to screw this up, because I feel like Deadpool is a fan favorite. Everybody loves Deadpool. Wolverine's appearance in both their first appearances in the MCU, everybody loves Hugh Jackman. He makes a bunch of money. All the old ladies who love Hugh Jackman will turn up. All the people who love I Am Wrexham or the Wrexham Show now will appear for Deadpool. I think it's a very easy layup, I'll be honest with you. The only way they can screw this up is if they completely MCU-ify Deadpool, and I just don't think they'll do that.
Yeah, they know.
I think that will deserve for them to screw up, if that makes any sense. But I just don't see it happening. I think this will be, if they play their cards right, if they lay up Secret Wars well enough after this, I got a feeling this will be... I'm looking forward to it, personally. I like the trailer. I mean, I've always liked Deadpool anyway. I'm quite optimistic about this one.
Same. It's a huge... It's not a gamble, per se, because like you said, everything is in their favour. As Gary Neville says, this is the one that can't fail. This is the banker. So if this doesn't work out, they're in real hot water. But I don't expect it to, nor do I want it to.
It's the only movie they're putting out this year, no?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that says a lot.
This has to hit.
I think that says a lot. I think this is a quietly confident one. I reckon this one will be good. I didn't really love Deadpool 2, watching it back. Like, it was almost too silly. Like, Deadpool 1, I love Deadpool 1. It's one of my favorite comic book movies. But 2, I just felt like they didn't really know what to do with him. They were just kind of...
It was more just...
banter for the sake of banter. So I think this one has a sense of direction about it, because you know there's a narrative they actually have to fulfill. So I've got a feeling it will
Yeah,
be.
I didn't really feel they needed Deadpool 2. They did it because one was so successful. They made it for like £15 and then it did the business it did. So it's a no-brainer. You're going to make another two.
I even think the jokes on Deadpool 2 were a bit, it was a bit too much. Like
It 100%.
there's just
They
enough in it.
overdid it. They overdid it still.
Yeah. So then when we're now looking at Deadpool 3, I want it to be a serious film in the aspect of, yes, we have the jokes, yes, we have the blood and the gore in terms of the action, as well as action packed. But I don't want this to be, oh, it was a script that we made, but because of the higher ups, I don't want none of that excuses. I want
No, I
like
don't want to hear that.
pure art form from your heart, and what the fans want, not what they need, what they want. Do you get what I'm saying? So,
I think
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds doesn't strike me this sort of guy that, like, if they'd been like, we're going to be massively involved and you have to do what we say, then he probably would have been along the lines of, well, you can cast, but it's not going to go well. And people are done with the whole. Because they would have made the, if the, the way the MCU is right now, and if they had their way, Deadpool would be a woman. I'm not, there's anything wrong with that, but listen, let the brothers have a
That
film.
might be a scene. That really might be a scene, and I'm not lying to you.
You know, have like a
I'll switch off
Deadpool
the,
variant, right? Like a woman variant, probably.
I'll switch off the TV. I know I'm in the cinema, but I'll find a way.
That's
Everything
funny.
lock off.
It's gonna ruin it for everybody. That's jokes. No,
Oh,
I'm excited.
yeah,
I think it'll
no.
be good.
I'm all here for it, and I want it to be a success. But obviously, at this point, I'm just a bit apprehensive from everything I've seen over the last few years with Marvel. But how about it? I'm
Have
here
it,
for a
have
good
it.
time.
Eman, you wanted to discuss UMG versus TikTok.
It's not looking good
What, so
as a whole.
TikTok's not going to be allowed to have music on it?
From what I heard from the Joe Budden podcast and just small research that I've done, it seems like UMG and TikTok haven't really come to grips of what TikTok can give and what UMG wants. Universal Music Group, for those people who don't really know what we're talking about. And what they have decided to do is pretty much pull their whole entire catalog away from TikTok. So we're talking about a whole entire roster of record labels, and those record labels have a roster of artists. So now the conversation we had on 227, no, not even 227, 228, about how TikTok really does propel an artist today. Now it's another conversation of how are they going to propel their artists. So,
I it doesn't sound like it'd be a wise move from UMG. I think I hear what they might be saying, but they would have done the maths, to be fair. I'm saying this, and they're probably there in their offices saying, our music being on TikTok isn't worth what we're getting from that situation. Yeah, it might blow up a few artists, but it's not money in our pockets. So they might be looking at it that way, and then they've gone to TikTok and said, "Hey, where's the bread?" And TikTok said, "I don't know. We're only playing 30 seconds of the song. There's no bread to give." All right, cool. Take everything off.
that's one of their major reasons. The other reason is they don't want their songs to be associated with hate speech. Yeah, which I thought was quite
As
interesting because
for
there is a
example.
likelihood that that can happen. I don't know examples, bro.
I
I mean, but the thing is, that's my issue. Like, I don't know any of examples. However, I do realize that, bro, you could just use any song from UMG. I mean, there's millions of songs that are being uploaded every single day. So you could use one song, and then that song could be associated with hate speech, and then that song could go viral on hate speech.
Yeah, but I
So
wouldn't look into that too much because that could happen to anything. If that's one of their reasons that they're citing, I wouldn't be too pressed because that could literally happen to anyone and any song. Someone could make a song for a particular purpose and that song goes on to mean something else. I mean, this isn't in the same line of thinking, but God's Plan was supposed to be like a hard body song. I can't explain it, but one of them ones that's supposed to go off in the club. It wasn't supposed to be like this uplifting anthem. Like, so someone could make something for one reason and it could end up having a different one. I just wouldn't be too pressed about that if I was a label.
Yeah.
No.
But it's really interesting because it's like corporation versus corporation. And basically, one corporation has turned around and said, "Now we're not bowing down to you. And you got to do what we got to do." And it's going to affect it because if Drake drops, he ain't on TikTok.
Yeah. I don't know who needs who more.
If Minaj drops, she ain't on TikTok.
TikTok needs UMG more than UMG needs TikTok.
Mm.
I don't think it's even close. But both parties definitely lose in this situation. The main reason why it's actually happening is basically they have like a licensing deal that they renegotiate every, I think, couple of years. So their deal is up, so they need to renegotiate. So TikTok have agreed with everybody else, like Warner, Sony, whoever, but the UMG one is stalled, so obviously they haven't renegotiated. And I think it's two things. I think one is that obviously TikTok benefits more from it than UMG, purely because obviously people can create, people can utilize the intellectual property and, you know, alter it, AI, all this stuff that's kind of on the borderline of legality. So in that way, artists can, like you say, E-Man.
That Drake and The Weeknd song. I know
that is literally one of the reasons why they want to do it. But if you read UMG's statement, they have tried to make it out that it's the artists that they want them to obviously benefit from it. But ultimately, UMG are hypocrites for that, because as you guys know, the record business isn't about making money for artists. But yeah, one thing that people haven't actually realized, and one of the main reasons why, in my opinion, or it's kind of obvious why this is actually happening, is that music as a whole has largely beginning to stagnate as far as the growth. So, you know, obviously after subscriptions happen, like Spotify, Apple Music, the music industry blew as far as like money-wise. There was a massive slump because of piracy, because of LimeWire, Napster, whatever. Then it started making money again. But that money from subscription is beginning to mature.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So year on year, it's harder to find margins. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's been loads of like job cuts. So UMG are cutting loads of jobs. Warner Music are cutting loads of jobs because there's pressure to make more money. So I think UMG, the macro reason why they're doing it is because they want to maximize their revenue, because they realize that in the next couple of years, maybe in the next 2-3 years, music will not grow. It will definitely, it will just fully like stagnate. So they're trying to find ways to make more money, essentially. Like, I know people obviously trying to make it about the music and about, you know, artists and about, you know, what's fair and the AI and the copyright, but unfortunately it's all about just money. So
always is.
It's pretty peak. And the reason why UMG are in the spotlight is because they're a publicly listed company now, so anybody can buy their shares. So all of their financial statements are easily accessible. So there's more scrutiny on their numbers, essentially.
Well, they're not always publicly listed.
No, they became listed when I left. So 2022.
Yeah, they did.
Mad.
So the only reason why it's interesting because Sony aren't publicly listed. They're obviously a Japanese company, so they don't necessarily have that pressure. But Warner are publicly listed, and so are Sony, and they've both done loads of stuff to cut their costs. And UMG doing this is brave because at the end of the day, like, they need TikTok to advertise their music. Yeah, like, it is easily the biggest way Gen X? Gen X consumes music. Gen Alpha, sorry. So ultimately, it is a very, very big power play, but they will come to a conclusion. And I think someone's got to compromise because it doesn't serve either party having this situation. But I think UMG will probably win because they have the catalog, they have the commodity. So it's interesting, man. It's literally like Thanos snapping his fingers. Because when you clock how many artists are like,
UMG is crazy.
Bro, even, do you know what's so crazy about it? It's the publishing as well. People don't realize, like, you can be a Sony Music artist, but have your publishing sat with UMG. So anything that you own that has anything, like, let's say Ariana Grande features on a song with, sorry, let's say Sony artist, J-Hus has a song with Ariana Grande. J-Hus' song is gone. do you see my point? So it basically affects us both. It affects everybody.
Damn.
So it's like Thanos snapping his fingers. Like, it is a big, big, big deal.
That's freaking insane. Yeah. I mean, well, then again, I mean, the upside is Instagram, Triller. I don't even know if Triller is still popping, but
Triller.
I mean, to be fair, it's still an app. I mean, it's still social media. It still has the same
thing.
And
plus, else.
And more importantly as well, Triller is the United States. TikTok is China. I know that now, if we do get into that political conversation, the United States is trying to say TikTok is done and that's it. And then now that whole situation with TikTok of it being the number one app in the world, besides
I think
Google,
it'd be really hard to blow up another app of that ilk, though. That's the only problem. Like,
that's only if they can agree on the publication. If Triller turns around and says we can supply UMG with what they want, the next thing they'll just boom. I mean, that's how it goes.
That's
what it takes, is one chest
move,
and that's
it. But it's, you know, all your music's going on Triller, make it work. You see Drake doing dances by Tuesday.
Listen, bro, it's crazy.
I don't want to see Drake online.
At all.
You know what recently happened. I just don't want to see it.
No.
And on that note.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
No, it's an interesting battle. I think there has to be a compromise. Ultimately, the artists will suffer at the end of the day. Like, the artists who want to blow up, the artists who want their music on that platform will suffer. So it's a shame that it's come to this, but you know, it's always about music, it's always about money. So
the only thing I will say is, and it will be probably like a year or so of hardship, but situations like this breed creativity. And I say that because SoundCloud Rap initially happened because I think a lot of people didn't know how, all right, it's great that option is there, but a lot of people didn't know how else to get their music onto a platform. So for them, it was like, this free platform enables me to get my music out to people. People might find new and creative ways to get their music out if they had no choice. Like, you see it now, people are making music for TikTok. Like, with that in mind, this part has to go viral. If people no longer had that constraint, it'd be interesting to see the music that would be created.
Yeah, true. Maybe the quality of music would actually go up because it's been pretty rubbish the past few years.
But... Oh, my God.
Like, Ice Spice talking about being the fart. Like, what is that all about, bro? Like, come on, man. I'm tired of this.
You're on the floor till I get up.
it's just ass. So yeah, that's a very good point. Hopefully, it lights a fire up a couple people's asses because it's not looking good right now. It's not looking good.
Think you the shit, bitch. You're not even a fart.
Oh, brother.
Listen, she looked great saying it. listen with my eyes.
That's crazy. All right, we've got 1 minute and 50 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to discuss before you go?
Amazing music make lose control. Let's do it.
Okay.
My last song for this. No.
Okay. Wait, before you go, very quickly, did you guys like that the Kanye album? I just wanted to get your opinion.
Hasn't been released yet.
It is out, bro.
Yeah, it's out.
Huh?
That's so funny because earlier you said,
bro, that's for you, bro.
It's out. Well, maybe we'll discuss it.
I even posted it on chats, on several chats.
Oh, on my both God. Group chats. I can't tell if he's being real or not. Oh man,
it's out. It's out.
Yeah,
right, it's out, maybe we'll. Do you want to discuss it next week? There'll probably be another version. Yeah. Right then, so.
Yeah. Right, we'll discuss it next week.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
All right, what time? All right, say less. My choice is Travis and L's Blockbuster. They're a duo from Ireland. This is one of the best songs I've come across in a long time. Got yourself something massive.
I'm actually going to pick a song off the Kanye album. I'm going to pick "Back to Me." It features Freddie Gibbs and Freddie Gibbs' verse. It's one of them ones.
Yeah.
So everybody's not on the album.
My song is "Good Don't Die."
Okay.
I really like that song. Yeah, and that's on the album as well.
So everybody didn't make it to the album.
No.
Oh damn.
We'll discuss more upon next week.
Yeah. So we'll discuss them. All right, lads.
Main Chat Podcast. 90s. Take care.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.